Hello, guys and gals. Me, Mudahar, and welcome to another episode of the Some Ordinary Podcast with my co-hosts Oompaville and Nuxtaku.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody?
Hello.
Beyond just my two co-hosts, I have the infiltrator, the spy that was sent in to the Game Awards, Matan Evans. How's it going, my man?
It's going good today. You know, I woke up early. You know, I'm in California today, so I had to wake up at around 6 in the morning. I took my dog for a walk. Then, you know, I came to do the podcast.
All right, yeah.
Took your dog for a walk at 6 a.m. That's a nice morning. So you're still in California even after you barged onto stage and gave the award to Bill Clinton?
Yeah, you know, I've lived here my whole life. You know, I've never left here.
I'm actually baffled that, you know, you did what you did over the Game Awards. Like, for instance, Caleb, like, you know what happened, right? Everyone here knows what he did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to ask you, like, how did this start? Like, are you just, like, are you in character? Is this, like, you or what's going on?
It's not a character. This is just how I act generally. And, you know, I've been doing stunts like this for a couple of years now. I think it started back in 2019. I supported the protest for Hong Kong against China. And then, you know, I stopped around 2021. Then I made my comeback by, you know, obviously talking at the Game Awards.
How'd you get on stage?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you get in the position that you just took the mic and no one thought you were odd until you started talking?
Yo, what was this Hitman level gameplay that we
you
saw
just
here? Like, the dude straight up put on, like, yeah. How did you manage to get up onto the stage? I just want to know, like, how does this work? Like, you gotta have, like, a method.
It's a Mossad agent.
Definitely not a Mossad agent. It's a nasty accusation. But, you know,
to be fair, that's what a Mossad agent would say, so.
About a week before the event, you know, I started watching all of the winners of the past years of the Game Awards and deciphering how I could make sure that I would get up on the stage. And then, you know, obviously, there was no chance for me to fail with my intelligence.
I mean, obviously, your intellect and cunning stat is very high, but how did watching the previous winners get you on, though?
Wait. I watched how they walked up and, you know, where the security was placed throughout the events. And, you know, just assuming that they would be placed in similar locations, I just went up.
And he just walked up. No, bro, you see, the Game Awards are, like, flooded with cringe and stuff, so he just had to play his part. He had to be cringe, and no one would think he's standing out.
You literally copied, like, the walk animation from the other player, other NPCs, basically, at this point, and snuck onto the stage. Like, what I don't understand is, like, the moment I saw you show up on stage, I was like, listen, bro, I bet you the guys who are running the TV feed, like, the live feed for the streams, were like, who the fuck is that guy?
Second.
What's going on there? What is actually happening? But, like, for me, I'm like, wait, how does security, like, just... Because you were behind you were behind, like, the crowd for a minute. You were, like, you were up on the stage. And you didn't just jump on and grab the mic and scream into it. No, you were just there. Like,
right.
I was almost like, well, I almost saw you blend in. I was like, this guy must be part of the dev team. Nobody's coming in to stop him, I guess.
So, you know, my plan essentially was that, you know, I thought to go to war would win just based off of, you know, it winning all of the awards that night and just from a little bit of online research. You know, I've never actually played a video game in my life just before a week ago. So, you know, I thought it would win, so I sat about one row behind the God of War. No, not one row. Like 10 rows behind the God of War people, even though that's not where my seat was. You know, I'm a good guy at sitting where I'm not supposed to. So I sat there, and then obviously when Elden Ring won, I just walked over to them, and I think they thought, you know, I was with the Game Awards, and... you know, the Game Awards thought I was with them.
Hell yeah.
But, like, you didn't have a badge or anything.
Right up.
What the?
I guess all you really need is confidence at the end of the day.
I mean, I guess you just straight up showed that the Game Awards invested f***ing all in security. Because you just, like, I was like, you don't even have a badge. I mean, I guess, to be fair, none of the other developers really had a badge now that I think about it. They were just known. So you just... You just walk up behind him. So was it kind of like a gamble for you? Like, were you just sitting in the crowd? It's like, listen, I gotta run up with the God of War people if they win, or the Elden Ring people if they win? Because your ass knew full well that all the other games were not winning that night.
Yeah, you know, I was just deciding whether to sit behind the, you know, the From Software team at the Santa Monica. And I just kind of decided that, you know, the odds were probably in the favor of God of War. So I just sat behind there. But obviously, they're all kind of together in, like, the somewhat of a similar area. so it didn't really matter too much, and I was still able to make my way over without any problems.
All right, so why did you feel like you wanted to attribute the game's success to your, what was it, Orthodox Reform Rabbi Bill Clinton?
Reformed Orthodox.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, you know, I just saw that
he wasn't he wasn't nominated for any of the awards at the show, let alone, you know, the big game of the year. And, you know, it was about maybe 2-3 weeks before. I don't remember exactly the date. But, you know, I saw the list of nominations. I thought it was a big evil. They didn't even invite him to sit down and have a drink over there. And, you know, I just thought that somebody needs to take a stand against the evil.
Are we talking about Bill Clinton?
No, the Game Awards.
Yeah,
the,
wait. Why did you give the award to Bill Clinton? And how is he an Orthodox rabbi?
He's a Reform Orthodox rabbi.
The reason why it's not a contradiction is, you know, I was about to say that a lot of people would say that it's contradictory to say Reformed and Orthodox at the same person. But, you know, he's obviously not a Jew or religious, so I would call him Reformed. But he is somewhat of an Orthodox Christian, so I think he gets both titles at that. So for going off of the logic that I just made up on the top, you know, he's
Reformed
Orthodox.
Okay, so what about
Orthodox. Rabbi? Hey, give me a moment. Let me talk. Just going off of that logic, and considering that a rabbi is somebody who's considered to have a lot of knowledge on Judaism and Jewish values, I would consider him also to be a rabbi by that standard, considering his profound knowledge in Christianity, which is closely related to Judaism, which is why I called him, you know, the Reformed Orthodox rabbi that he obviously is.
So by that logic, he could have also been like a Muslim imam too, right? Like,
without a doubt. Top G Bill Clinton.
Oh my God, that is insane. So what happened with he's given us the reaction channel experience.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what the f is going on right now.
Okay. I wanna ask you about the arrest. So you got arrested after the Game Awards? They detained you?
Yeah, you know what, I don't know exactly how much I can talk about the situation, but you know, I was definitely arrested for a little bit, but you know, I'm obviously a minor, so they can't do much.
You're a minor, you're under the age of 18?
Yeah, I'm three and a half.
All right, yo.
Oh, so you're trans age.
This is my first collab with a lolly since the incident.
No, I was born in 2008.
I mean, that's some fine logic right there, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You sound like, it's all kind of falling into place. So did Jeff Keighley put a hit out on you after that? Because he looked fucking angry at you, like he wanted your blood, dude. Like, I'll be real, like I wanna know that. Are you safe where you're at?
Yeah, you know, I did see after, you know, I didn't see it in the exact moment, but you know, he kind of grabbed his stomach, maybe, you know, I shut down his internal system from the fear I put into his body and everybody else who was managing the event. But I just think generally, you know, I actually have never talked to him, and, you know, I'm sure he's actually happy with how the situation turned out. But a lot of viewership.
I'm sure. Saved the Game Awards, I would say.
Yeah, to be fair, people who didn't watch the Game Awards just talked about that one segment. And it was funny, because I remember the night I was watching, I watched the whole ass Game Awards, and after the Elden Ring Award came in, I just walked out of my room and left. So I actually missed the Bill Clinton shit. Like, I missed it live, because I came back and, like, people were telling me, like, when I uploaded my video the night of, they were like, oh, Bill Clinton won. I'm like, what the f*** are you guys talking about? And then I looked at it, I'm like, oh, no way. Because it's almost hard to believe how somebody could break all those security guidelines and get away with it, basically. And security literally swarms you right at the end of the whole situation. It's just a
Matan's
wild thing.
Matan's the chosen one. He's going to upload uncensored on YouTube and get away with it.
Yeah, somehow. So after that incident, what have you been doing, man? Because I saw you live stream Elden Ring and shit.
Right, you know, I started my own stream playing Elden Ring, but, you know, generally I've also become somewhat known online for some other things. I've been, you know, debating, you know, some other things I would consider unnecessary evil today, such as, you know, OnlyFans creators.
You debated OnlyFans creators?
You've been debating OnlyFans?
Oh,
right, I've not seen the clips.
Okay. Is that one of the reasons why the Matrix is after you?
I have not seen the clips.
Right, you know, I tweeted yesterday that the Matrix was after me. I can't go too much into detail about that. But, yeah, you know, I've debated some... not funny, it's extremely dangerous. I have to be extremely careful where...
classic Matrix W, am I right?
So wait, who have you been debating? Sorry, there's a delay between us.
He doesn't like you, Nux.
I know. I'm having fun.
I'm gonna start doing that. Just spitting. I like that.
Yo, so conservative Hindu Sikh Logan Paul got into drama the other day. I don't know if you saw that, Madan.
You know, I love Logan Paul, and I actually really respect what he's been doing.
He's scamming people. All of a sudden, him hating me has become my badge of honor.
So wait, you respect our buddy Logan?
Of course, you know, I feel like, you know, he's done somewhat of a masterpiece within the recent years. And I really respect the people who are able to do a lot of general scams and not pay for their consequences.
All right, let's go.
All right, okay, all right. I feel like in a way that's like chaotic evil, like you almost respect that shit.
I almost do.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's me doing degenerate shit and getting away with it, and nothing's happening. Christ. But like, so okay, going back to the OnlyFans debates, it's like, what is the OnlyFans debate stuff about? Because I saw you debate this one girl, and you brought up the topic of reading books, and she was unable to, like, I think she couldn't name, like, 7 books or something. Like, she kept saying, God, like, what was it, Game of Thrones, the series?
Yeah, that was the main clip of the debate with the OnlyFans, and it kind of gave me a new perspective, you know, to debate more of them as time goes on. But I think that clip alone on social media got around 50-60 million views. You know, my video on TikTok got 20 million, but I think a lot of people really enjoyed it because, you know, these people aren't actually intelligent by any standards, and they need to be exposed because, you know, all they're doing is spreading shit into the world
and buttholes.
Wait, OnlyFans creators aren't intellectuals to you?
No, I think you know, we can go off statistics. You know, I don't want to use any anecdotal evidence, but, you know, reliable sources such as Carnegie Mellon, you know, Western University would actually claim that, and this is using undeniable, factually incorrect information, that OnlyFans is the leading contributor today in homeless depression as well as a lot of other horrible things.
Wait, OnlyFans is leading into, like, full-on depression? I mean, I guess you could say that for almost any addictive thing, right? Like alcohol,
right, but a lot of people would think that maybe alcohol or drugs is, you know, the leading contributor in homeless depression, but it's actually not true. It's OnlyFans specifically because it's shown that, you know, OnlyFans is altering the brains of the homeless people to hate themselves and feel depressed because they're not able to afford a subscription, which is why I like to make the point that, you know, if we can't ban it immediately, we need to put some strict government regulations on how much we can actually charge for an OnlyFans subscription. We need to make it clear so, you know, the homeless people aren't going to be depressed and taking the dogs.
I think the next COVID vaccine should come with a ring that doesn't allow you to masturbate.
I think you'll be quiet.
What do you think?
Are you saying that we should create, like, subsidized OnlyFans for the poor?
A lot of people today talk on things like insulin and if we need to actually put a government restriction on how much you can charge for medicine and insulin and, you know, other medicines such as insulin. And I think that we need to look at that in other perspectives, you know, such as the OnlyFans subscriptions, because it's shown that, you know, it's actually destroying the minds of the children and the homeless.
Wait.
This is... like, he makes 2 opposite points at the same time.
It's like, I can almost see the point, but I'm like, what the fuck? I kind of agree, actually. I feel like there needs to be some governmental oversight on how much you can charge on OnlyFans.
There needs to be more regulation. Government regulation with OnlyFans, I agree.
I mean, to 100%. Be fair, OnlyFans, like, I can kind of get onto you. Like, if we're gonna be, like, charitable here, OnlyFans is kind of like, some of the best OnlyFan accounts are, like, drug dealers in a way. Or, like, they operate like drug pushers, you know? Like, how people have free OnlyFans? And, like, they're like, hey, come in for free, and then we'll give you, like, a titillating bikini picture. And then it's like, oh, you want to see more? Here's $10. Here's $15 for, like, a picture or, like,
exactly.
A set or,
you
like,
know, that
a video.
Would mess up anybody's mind, but think about it, how much it would mess up the mind of a homeless person who's barely able to afford dog food for themselves.
Well, how the hell is a homeless person getting the cell phone and the 5G and, like, all the f***ing connections for it?
Obama phones, bro.
Yeah, but the Obama phone doesn't come with a f***ing payment card for the OnlyFans.
What, exactly. That's why they're depressed. They're not able to pay for it.
So in a way, what if the government, what if, like, Biden came out tomorrow and he's like, all right, we'll give you guys $100 credit, okay, every month, like a special card. It's like the OF for the homeless card. and homeless people could just sup to anybody's OnlyFans with their card, with their like government subsidized money. Would that be okay? Would that be a healthy compromise?
I'm just saying that, you know, for the time being, it's going to be hard to ban OnlyFans entirely. So a mediocre solution for the time being is to put government restrictions and make the maximum. And I've, you know, actually studied this vigorously over the past 24 minutes. So I can say that after a lot of studying and knowledge, we need to put the maximum subscription number at $2 a year.
So your idea is we charge it so little that the how are the OnlyFans people going to afford to feed themselves though? You're literally exactly making them sell their
Another problem in the world today is the homeless question, or a lot of people would call it the homeless problem. And, you know, I think we need to find solutions to that. And, you know, technically, if everybody's homeless, we can just start doing labor without any pay, and we can build so many houses with so little, so little structure to hold that everything will fall apart and we're going to live in a world with nothing left.
This guy's just Syndrome from The Incredibles. If everyone's homeless, no one is.
You know how, like, in the beginning I was questioning, Matan, if you were actually from the state of California? But given what I've just heard in the last 5 minutes, it all 100% proves you're down from the state of California.
I'm definitely from California. You know, outside, I'm actually homeless myself. You might think that, you know, this is my home behind me, but this is actually just a patch of grass outside of a store that I sleep behind. My mattress is on the floor over there. It's, you know, ripped into shreds because, you know, this homeless guy tried to steal it from me, but luckily I was able to fight back. But, you know, everywhere around me there's homeless people. You know, I have to get into multiple fights a day just to sustain myself.
He's in Bill Clinton's beach house.
Yeah, dude, this is he's living in like a blue world.
Yeah.
It's f***ing wild. So aside from your obvious love for the homeless and your beliefs on OnlyFans, what else drives you? Because listen, I'll be real here. I saw you break down on like Sneeko. Like I remember like there was a clip floating around where like you literally break. I have to believe this is a character. Like this is 100% like obviously.
You know, a lot of people have seen the clip from Sneeko. I think it got around maybe, you know, 5 to 10 million views within the first day. Oh, Matan Evan, the people were calling it Matan Evan breaks character. But, you know, that actually is impossible to be true, for one, because I'm not a character. But, you know, even if I was, with my intelligence and vigorous work ethic, you know, rigorous work ethic and, you know, intelligence and vigorous work ethic and my high intelligence, I would not...
And rigorous work ethic.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Jesus Christ. Hell.
I do this podcast to make friends. That's why I'm here.
Hey.
Well, you're definitely making a good friend.
You know, one of the slogans I go by that you're clearly not a fan of is, you know, everybody talks, nobody listens. And, you know, I would actually sustain myself outside of that slogan because, you know, I am one of the only people in the world who is able to sufficiently and effectively talk and listen at the same time. But you are clearly, you know, not able to listen at all and... or on the verge of not even being able to talk respectively.
True.
Damn.
Thank you for pointing that out, Matan.
I feel like there's just some Jesus Christ. He's like
took him like 10 seconds to gather up that spit. He had to like really dig deep to get the phlegm in there to make it really slap.
Holy man. But like, what is next? So you've done the Game Awards, bro. You've literally shit on somebody for their reading comprehension, and now you're bullying my NFT friend. What is next for you? What are you gonna do after this? Like, what's the next big plan? Any sneak peek for us?
You know, I have definitely a lot of things in plan. You know, I'm actually not really able to talk about a lot of it, but you know, I'm in connection with a lot of important people. You know, sadly, I guess for the time being, one of them being this guy, you know, I wouldn't actually consider it bullying because if anything, I'm helping him by letting him know that, you know, when the next guest comes on this podcast, he should learn to be like the other guy and stay quiet and not move the mouth too much.
Me?
Caleb, that's you. You're the other guy.
Damn, Caleb. Dude, everyone's catching bullets. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not talking bad on the other guy because at least he knows his place. He's not, you know, running his mouth. Like, you know, this guy who's...
Know your place, Caleb.
I know my place.
God, Caleb, this is on brand.
That's why Caleb doesn't speak. This is a cool podcast trio because it's basically just Muda talking, me interrupting, and Caleb looking silently at the camera.
Right, it's one guy
wondering
why I'm here. One guy looking into the distance and one guy going, and making noise for no reason.
Oh, so he repeated what I said. You heard that reading that comprehension right there? I said it, and he understood it and regurgitated it.
Exactly, because I'm able to listen.
He's cool. He can listen and talk.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Matan, what do you think about characters like in Andrew Tate recently? What do you think about the Andrew Tate shit? Is that somebody that you wanted to collaborate with, but unfortunately?
I think he's being attacked by the Matrix, similar to me, and, you know, I wish him only the best to get out of his, you know, situation, and, you know, God willing, hopefully Logan Paul won't be taken too, as you mentioned earlier. I think the Matrix wants to come after him too because he's exposing the people for how stupid they are.
Well, okay, so I wanna ask this thing, because I've been hearing about the Matrix for like the last week, 2 weeks. What is the Matrix? Explain it in like current terms. Like, what is the, who's the, how's the Matrix attacking? Because I've never seen the Matrix. Maybe I'm like too blue-pilled.
Right.
No, I'll
try to simplify it just a bit because we have this other guy in the talk today. But essentially, you know, it's the people who actually control everything. And, you know, they're under the scenes, and a lot of people will ignorantly and unknowledgeably say, you know, it's not real. You're just making it up to avoid your crimes. I see a lot of people say that Tate is actually attempting to avoid his crimes by blaming it on the Matrix. And, you know, I can only say that's not true because I've actually spoken and killed multiple Matrix members myself.
So you didn't explain what the Matrix is.
Yeah, I just you said you killed a bunch. What do the agents look like? What the f- Wait, now I want to know. Who'd you kill?
Did they have families?
Yeah.
No, exactly. It's these people who have been taken out of, you know, any social interaction. All they're doing all day is sitting there planning how to control the people. And obviously it's working. You know, you have the United States right now, which is actually not being run by Biden, the Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarians. It's actually being run by the Rothschild, George Soros, and the Bumble family. You know, the Bumble family actually goes back to the Roman Empire, where they've been running the banks and the dog breeding markets for, you know, thousands of years at this point.
The Bumbles?
The Bumble, B-A-M-B-A-L-S, the Bumbles family has actually been running the dog breeding market in specific for thousands of years at this point. And a lot of people would say, you know, what is the dog breeding market? These people are breeding dogs and then training them to be self-sufficient geniuses. And, you know, the average dog within the Matrix, it's not funny. Listen, we're being controlled right now. We are being watched right now.
So controlled.
You might not be personally controlled as you have the free will, but you don't have the actual opportunities because of the Matrix.
A lot of you don't know this, but Caesar was actually Julius Caesar's title. His actual name was Julius Bumbo, dog trainer extraordinaire.
You know, it's funny.
I cannot believe you redlined into the conspiracy shit that fucking hard. Jesus Christ.
Completely went the other way.
We slapped that shit into in third gear and went in. Christ.
We need to listen straight and look closely on the Bumble's evil.
Listen, I just think when it comes to the whole Matrix, I really do just feel that it's like in people prepping themselves for, like, when Andrew Tate tells me, like, or tells everyone the Matrix is out to get you, it's almost like preparing your audience to, like, not, you know, accept, like, just to accept the fact that if bad things are going to happen to me, it's not because I'm a bad person or I f***ed up.
Exactly, that's the point I made, but I would disagree with that, because you cannot just always blame, you know, let's say a lot of people are convicted and found guilty of crimes they didn't commit. But essentially what it is these people being found guilty and convicted of crimes they didn't commit, but it's when they obviously didn't commit them. You know, Tate has actually said before that he's never actually, you know, touched a female in his life, and he tries to stay away from that.
I believe that.
As he's actually very religious. So the fact that some people would claim that he's a sex trafficker, you know, is just so far off and unbelievable.
I mean, but he ran like the whole webcamming empire, and like the actual methodology that they mention is like the lover boy method. So him like attracting people, or I guess Tristan Tate or whatever, too, bringing people overseas and then like, I guess, allegedly coercing them in. Like, he doesn't have to touch a female to do that. Like, he doesn't.
When I hear Andrew Tate and stuff talking about the Matrix, I often think he refers to it more as like a society implementing their own agendas into things, like, you know, the way the school system is set up and that it's very expensive and it's difficult. And once you actually get your degree and you get to a certain point, you're $200,000-$300,000 in debt and you're forced to live that life. And how are you ever going to actually achieve?
You made a good point. You just worded it extremely wrong because you're unable to talk efficiently. But, you know, the school system is extremely corrupt. The school system is extremely corrupt today. You know, they're not teaching us the things we need to know. They're not teaching us about Texas. They're not teaching us about cryptos. They're not teaching us about Logan Paul. They're not teaching us about the NFT market and how it's fluctuating.
They're not teaching us how to become pimps like Logan Paul.
Yeah, is that the biggest problem in the school system? So if you ran the school system, what would be like your subjects be? Like, will you teach us English, math, science, social studies, all that shit nowadays? What would the Matan high school curriculum be? Yeah.
You know, for one, obviously, I think we need to get rid of a couple of unnecessary classes. For one, we should never have to take any language classes such as, you know, Spanish or French. You know, we need to implement a one language over the world, which should obviously be English. So, you know, for one, that would solve the problem. And then if any country is not willing to start only teaching English, we will just start a war with them, which will solve one of the biggest problems.
Yeah, North Korea is going to love that.
Yeah.
Hey, when I'm talking, you're quiet. To finish what I was saying, we also need to get rid of other classes such as, you know, English, social studies. And the main reason for that is because, you know, people want to learn about it, to learn how to be better and learn from history's mistakes. But I actually disagree because I think it encourages the people and shows the power that some have had. So I think we need to stop learning about history, go to school, maybe up until kindergarten, you will learn simple adding and subtracting. Once you get to first to 12th, you know, as it is here in California, you know, you have the first grade to 12th grade, you will have maybe five or six classes a day. You will have the crypto, you will have the NFT, you will have the stock.
Why would you need a crypto?
I know exactly what the school system should be. You should pay $50 to get a degree in affiliate marketing where they teach you, they put you in a Discord server.
100%, you didn't let me finish. Crypto, stock, NFT, and then, you know, the next class is just a mix-up of all of it, and I would call it the lose money class. It's going to show you all of the best online e-commerce methods to lose money.
Oh, so
and how
what
to trick people into losing money that way where you actually make money. That's the course?
No, it's you strictly losing money.
Yes.
So nobody
if everyone
wins.
Lose, no one does.
Yep. Exactly.
It's the syndrome
one guy
mindset.
Is losing money because he's falling for the affiliate marketing, and he actually gets such a low percentage that he's unable to pay for his bills, which is essentially making him go out of pocket, which is continuing to make him lose money. And then, you know, we will have the actual guy who owns the affiliate marketing make such a small amount because of the government regulations we have put on it that he will also go homeless. And as I said again, everybody's homeless, the structure falls down, and the metrics with it.
Cool. Anyway, so I think that your faith and love into Logan Paul is a little misguided, because you said you liked him because he could scam people and get away with it, but he technically didn't get away with it.
You know, I don't care about CoffeeZillo. I think that's his name. I haven't actually really watched him or saw any of his videos on Logan. I just didn't care enough to do it. But, you know, he definitely has got away with it unless he faces any legal repercussions. You know, if anything, just from what I heard you guys saying, if anything, you know, it will actually be Kofi facing legal repercussions.
Well, Kofi, technically, his channel grew by, like, I don't know, 50%. Like, he really did very well with this entire thing. If anything, that's a huge
Google,
W for Team Kofi.
It actually says that Logan Paul has a net worth of $2.5 billion. And, you know, I would say that, you know, that's $500
million. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that.
It does say that.
That could be bad for Kofi, though.
Exactly.
Doesn't
say that.
Logan
Paul, with his $2.5 billion, will be able to bankrupt Kofi. You know, and essentially what's going to happen is he's not going to get away from the bankrupt. He's going to have to give up his channel to Logan, which Logan will hopefully effectively run as another scam.
Logan will take his gold play button and he's going to show it off to everyone.
I feel like we have like a Fox. I feel like this is the Fox News hours for me. I like it, dude. Amazing.
You know, I just want to ask, you know, Muda today, I know it's a little off topic, but, you know, one of my friends here actually, you know, you're his idol. Is it cool if I get him on the phone? He just wants to say something real quick.
Okay. Sure.
Get him on the podcast.
I cannot believe he wants a crypto NFT class.
Yo, what? If only we could have official crypto college courses. That would be huge.
I can't wait for the community guideline strike on our podcast channel.
Oh, God, this George video is not Soros making it out alive.
You know, you're on with my friend now. He just wants to say something real quick to all of you.
I'm going to break your face into a million pieces. You understand?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I'm getting threatened.
That's a big fan right there. Big fan. Let's go. Dude. That's the biggest Luda fan.
Dude, that's one of my fans on Twitter, dude.
Oh, shit. And someone saw Muda tweet the R word.
Yeah, that's the guy who called tweeted. I like it, dude.
Thank you, Matan. Very cool.
I didn't know exactly what he was going to say. I just told him I was going to be talking to you today. And, you know, he actually said that you inspired him to start fighting the streets.
Why? Wait, I don't know. How did I inspire him to get into street fights?
I think it's because your video beat Andrew Tate so bloody. That's the lesson that's he learned from it.
I cannot even...
Have the knowledge.
I think that was it. Yeah. Stay quiet. Thank you, Matan, for confirming that that is why.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, I stunlocked the poor guy. Oh, he killed a matrix.
I think I kind of agree with Matan though on Logan Paul. Like, I think he did get away with it, to be honest, because he's right. There ain't no legal repercussions. The guy did get away.
He's a genius.
Well, yeah, he took a huge brand hit, and he didn't really make any money off this. As far as we know, he didn't really make any money off this whole venture, and he took a massive hit. In my mind, that's a huge L.
Right, but whether or not he actually paid, you know, the consequences socially and to the people of the online community were generally not too smart or important, such as yourself. You know, he has not faced any legal repercussions, so I would say it is a general win for him, and he will have the opportunities in the future to continue to scam the people, which I highly respect.
Oh, hell yeah. So what was the win? Where did he win in this scenario? Was it money? Because he didn't make any money off it. Was it clout? Because he didn't get more famous because of it. So where was the win, Matan?
Well, you know, objectively, he's being more talked about today. You know, whether you want to say all publicity is good or not, you know, he is being talked about more today. You know, his recent video is, I think, already getting a couple million views on YouTube, which is very good. And this will actually propel him.
All of his videos do that.
Yeah. Maybe talk after the lesson. Okay, fine. You know what? I'm not even going to finish. You missed the opportunity to listen to...
That's a win! Let's go! The Matrix takes another W.
I think it's a lot to really... I think if you're gonna ever evoke a win, it's just like, there's no actual, like, legal punishment is a thing, right? Like, even the people that have been, like, ass blasted in the past, like Sam Pepper and all these people, they've never, ever faced, like, the law stop them, you know what I mean? Like, they just moved on with their life. And then, even if you get social repercussions, it's like, what, you just start a new channel somewhere else? Like, Sam Pepper has been effectively noted, like, he's been shit on all over YouTube. There's not a YouTuber that doesn't know Sam Pepper's history. Yet he's on TikTok entertaining a brand new set of audiences. Dude, even EDP445, who, like, f***ing literally got ass blasted off YouTube, came back to TikTok and... Granted, the comment section still remind him, but he's still able to have some form of a sizable audience. What the f*** is that hat? Oh, the Kanye. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Kanye West hat.
Jesus. That.
Are you a Kanye fan? You a Ye fan?
Yeah, you know, I actually met him the other day, and, you know, I'm in contact, but I can't talk too much about it.
The same way Logan's worth $2.5 billion, he's in contact with Ye.
Go look at my Twitter. I took... photo with him the other day at his private basketball court.
Wait, did you? Hold on. I can't even actually confirm this, to be honest with you. I don't know. On your
Twitter?
Yeah, he does. He has a Twitter.
He talks all day, he never listens, he never learns. All shit.
I try not to.
Have you ever been to Chili's, Matan?
Hey, keep quiet.
Damn! You're just straight bullying everyone. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I saw you with the Ye over here.
Exactly.
Yeah, how the f*** are you getting around and doing all this shit? Jesus Christ, you're like in this circle, like with Sneeko, Kim Kanye, what the hell?
Poor guy.
You know what, geniuses like being surrounded by geniuses.
I was thinking something similar.
And your parents are cool with you hanging out with, like, Kanye and, like, rating the Game Awards and shit? Like, you're 3 and a half. I'm sure that your parents can't just, like, let you leave the house like that. That's almost childlike, you know, neglect.
In dog years, he's 21.
Very close. Regardless, to answer your question, you know, I do live on the streets. As you can see here, you know, I'm actually, I have nothing with me, no food, no water. Just,
How has nobody stolen your computer setup?
Because I fight them. They try to take it every day. They're not able to do it.
Why do you think he killed four Matrix members?
Yeah, that's true. So wait, hold on. If you're a genius, why are you stuck homeless is the question. You said geniuses hang out with other geniuses.
I said I want
so
everybody
why are
to
you,
be homeless.
Why have you not managed...
I'm letting myself do it too.
Oh, so this is like a principled stance for you. You want to be on the streets because you believe everyone.
If I didn't want to be homeless, obviously, you know, I could have, you know, at this point ran some NFT scam. You know, could have made a lot of money, but, you know, I just like being homeless. And
I feel like
you
that would be so... brand for your character. Just
I'm definitely considering it, and I won't even take the money for myself. I'll just donate it to...
To what charity?
What charity would you donate it to?
Kanye.
You're gonna Kanye doesn't need a charity.
Kanye needs
the
money. True.
Kanye, it's fine. Wouldn't that go against your orthodoxy?
He's gone. He's gone. According to Kanye, Bill might be some Orthodox reform rabbi, though. So who knows?
Yeah, actually, I don't think the Kanye charity would accept it. Oompa's so confused today. Like, what the fuck?
Oompa gets Christ. Out of traffic and he has to deal with Matan.
Yeah, I was not expecting this, I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
He just killed another Matrix member.
It's you. He's pretending it's you.
Oh, he's pretending it's me. That's how he trains. He's going to put NFT cutouts on his punching bags.
You know, honestly, if you did an NFT scam, it would be so on brand for his character. Like, I wouldn't even be mad.
Matan wouldn't be able to get canceled because he'd own it. He'd say, yeah, I scammed you. You're stupid. And he would be totally fine.
Yeah,
Logan's trying to keep the moral high ground, so he's going
to
lose.
He's not trying to keep the moral high ground. It's just that, you know, he needs to stay at some sort of level to keep people like you interested.
But I mean, we're just saying, like, if you did an NFT scam, if you scam people out of money, what would you say if they tried to cancel you? Like, what would be the thing? Like, wow, Matan, you're such a bad person for scamming.
You know, I've been very busy recently, so I haven't had the time to do it. But, you know, definitely in the future, I'm definitely thinking of, you know, dropping a massive rug pull and claiming a lot of things with very fluctuating legal liabilities.
Well, I'm glad that you've, like, publicly said this, so at least people know that there's a rug pull ready to happen.
100%.
Look, for Matan's audience, investing in his crypto is like subscribing to his Patreon. It's the same thing.
I want to ask you, what do you think about the people that get rug pulled? Do you think they're... Do you even feel bad for them, or do you think they're just like, you know...
I believe they deserve it.
Yes! That's what I wanted to hear. It's like...
Do they deserve it because they're of lesser intelligence? Like me?
Yeah.
Isn't it similar to the homeless and the OnlyFans logic?
Whoa, Matan, silence. Caleb was talking. Caleb, continue.
Don't do my joke.
Wouldn't you say it's similar to the homeless and OnlyFans logic?
I didn't actually hear anything right now. So just to finish what I was saying a moment ago.
Matan, who was flexing his ability to talk and listen, didn't hear what Caleb said. Wow.
I don't think my mic's working, guys.
I think Caleb, you brought up a good point. Let's instead of the spitting here, let's let my friend from Texas, Caleb, can you bring the parallel again here real quick?
Wouldn't you say that the homeless people just deserve it?
Yes, but I want everybody to be homeless. So
have you ever invested in a known rug pull? Like, did you invest in any of the cryptocurrencies that you knew would be scams?
No, you know, back in the day when crypto was doing really big and there was a lot of you know, I think people call it shit coins. You know, I wouldn't actually invest myself. I didn't want to make any money. So I would just go to people I knew personally and get them to invest in the worst coins possible so I could take satisfaction in their losses.
So you would unironically go up to people that you knew and give them false financial information.
Exactly. Especially, it's even better if you know the person personally, because you get to see the outcome, you know, as it happens live. You know, one guy actually, he went from living in a house, and now he lives in a smaller house.
Matan, why are you admitting to giving false financial information that could keep you liable?
It's okay. He's 3.5 years old. No one's gonna prosecute.
That's I wasn't giving them things. Again, I like to stay fluctuating with legal liabilities. I would just tell them, yeah, you know, this is the best coin. You need to invest in it. You know, sell your house. You know, take out a loan. And then when they would do it, I would be very excited because I would continue pushing them onwards until it crashed, and I would tell them to keep it until it basically eat nothing.
Okay, okay. And that was because you wanted them to become homeless and join you in your religious tirade.
What are you talking about? Be quiet.
You are a wild character. Jesus Christ. I feel like there's a lot of
I think I'm just the only real person today.
You are definitely a real person. You are definitely the embodiment of what the worst social media characteristics can make. Honestly, it reminds me of like a South Park bit or like in Filthy Frank or some shit, where you just know, like you just like this is the kind, like I feel like if you took the mask off of most influencers involved with crypto shit, you would find them a ton, and you would find like you behind it. You would be like the person behind
exactly.
That
I'm
mask.
Just the only one with enough confidence in myself, in my beliefs, that I'm willing to speak about them publicly. You know, maybe I would say that I would run a rug pull, and that would scare off some people who don't want to lose their money, but all of the people ready to lose would be investing in it.
Yo, Matan, you ever heard of jelking?
What about pilking?
What the fuck is pilking?
Like jelking, but a little more specific.
What? Do you have a book for it too?
I kind of invented it myself.
Oh, okay. So this is like an Oompaville exclusive creation. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, can you describe it in an advertiser-friendly context, given the YouTube regulations?
Yeah. So imagine like a Go-Gurt, like a tube of Go-Gurt.
Okay.
And then you take the Go-Gurt and then you squeeze all the Go-Gurt into the tip of the Go-Gurt. And then the tip of the Go-Gurt gets big and red and swollen and it looks like a strawberry.
I think you need to see a doctor, bro.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I mean, Matan brought up pilking, so maybe he needs to see a doctor.
Maybe he does indeed. But, you know, it's wild to like see, like you're really owning this character. You're really owning who you are after the whole like Game Awards like situation, going on how many like shows, debating with or arguing or talking to Sneeko, debating, arguing, whatever, and crapping on like the reading comprehensions of individuals, coming and fighting against the fucking Matrix of all things. I will say throughout this entire thing, and I feel like there's been some points where like we all jumped in and tried to like catch you on like on a technicality or make you break character or like what is the word I'm looking for in
blatantly contradict his points.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's impressive that throughout this entire situation you've pretty much like stayed consistent, you know?
Of course, you know, if I was playing a character, which again, you know, I'm not, and I just want
you're
to
not.
Say, I'm not, for one, and don't make any actual, cemented claims. We're going to be hearing from the lawyers, especially if you're the one guy in the bottom.
Oh, shit.
The lawyers. The homeless ones that he's hiring with gummy bears.
Yeah. Are the lawyers homeless? That's true.
Everybody will be homeless soon enough, but, you know, I think just mainly the reason I'm able to stay so consistent on my views and have such a quick response time to all, you know, things being said to me is, again, for one, because of my comprehension to talk and listen at the same time that, you know, I think only a couple people in the world all today, but also because, you know, I've trained myself in many ways, for one, to talk very efficiently. A lot of people think this accent is fake, but it's not. I've just been going, I've been training this for a while now. Some people would ask, how do you train an accent? You know, we'll actually go over to maybe a store, somebody selling food. I say, hey, just over and over and over, and I'll talk so well. That
what accent is that?
Israeli.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna outright say it.
It's an Israeli accent. He stands here, accent. He goes to talk to people with food. He goes, hey, food, give me now. I am Matan, Bill Clinton's son-in-law.
You, Jesus Christ. Well,
yeah.
beyond all of it, it's like, I have to imagine, bro, you look like... I feel like you're an actor. Like I feel like you have to be somebody. I don't even think you're underage. I don't even think you're under the age of 18, Matan, to be honest with you. I don't think you're actually 3 or whatever age you claim.
You know, a lot of people claim that I'm 15.
Figure that out yourself.
And that I was born in 2007. but that's actually not true. I'm actually, you know, 3 and a half and born in 2008.
I mean, that math totally makes complete actual logical sense.
I feel like
entirely.
That's TikTok comedy.
Yeah.
That's like, are people on TikTok out there slapping their knee like, damn, son, the math does not check out.
Maybe that's like his understanding of like social media, like platforms. Like on YouTube, you have to kind of be a normal human being. On TikTok, you can just like literally drool onto the microphone and people will laugh. All right, you'll find an audience there somehow.
You know, it's funny. We have a lot of guests on this show, and I don't find myself wondering like, where is this person going to be in 5 years? I never really think that. I can always kind of estimate. I wonder where Matan's going to be in 5 years.
I'm going to be running the world.
Aside from, hopefully not jail.
You're going
to
run the world?
Hopefully not homeless either.
Yeah, but
so what's your bet? Let's put down our bets now. They can come back to you in 5 years. Music career? Still in the same character? Or canceled?
You know, again, I'm unable to be canceled, but I actually have a very nice
voice. Okay, not canceled. Banned from all the platforms.
I cannot be banned. I'm very smart with what I say and how I say it. And, you know, obviously, with the Matrix coming after me, I'm going to have to stop them. So in 5 years, I think I'm going to be leading the world as the man who shut down the Matrix.
Can you give us one example of how the Matrix came after you?
Yeah, give us one solid example here.
No.
I don't think CK can speak on that.
Despite his fast response time, we have left him baffled and drooling.
You didn't leave anything. I just told you I'm not answering. I'm not in the mood to listen to either of the two people on the bottom.
Who has the Nintendog in the background?
We asked you because we wanted to listen to you, bro.
I hear like a Nintendog or something in the background.
You have a dog? You keep your dog? Wait, you're homeless, you got a computer set up, and you got a dog there? Bro, come on.
No, I have the dog right here with me. I'm talking to him on the phone. I'm doing a FaceTime with the dog right now.
He just looked up dog barking.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to TikTok comedy with Mossad agent Matan Evan.
You want to try to insult this comedy that's not even funny? It would only be comedy if I was joking, which I'm obviously not. But, you know, if I was, I would be one of the greatest comedians to ever live, and a lot better than somebody who has one joke. Hey, TikTok. TikTok. That's about all you can say. What's going on? Your brain have a problem?
How many times have you mentioned the Matrix in this podcast?
Right, but it's not a joke, and you guys are the ones asking me the questions. I'm the one being interviewed. So, and especially considering I don't run a podcast, you, who is consistently a host on this, should be able to talk and know how to ask questions the correct way and make it interesting. If it wasn't for me today, I think honestly, you know, the Riverside, which we were filming this on, would have shut this down anyways, just because of how bad it is.
Probably. But the funny thing is, we've been asking you questions.
Go ahead.
We've been asking you questions, but you just kind of ignore them when they're too difficult for you.
No, but you haven't answered us how the Matrix has attacked you. You got to give us one consistent example of how the agents...
Well, but I can't answer you. It's not allowed.
Yeah, but you just killed their agents. Now you're scared of talking about them? You just killed like four of them.
It's not about being
scared.
You
killed one of them. No.
It's not about being scared of talking about them. It's just that I know the steps I have to take in what orders. You know, killing the ones who come after me comes before exposing their actions.
Okay, so who's not allowing you to talk? Is it the Matrix?
Yeah, is it Agent Smith?
So you're actually obeying the Matrix by not talking about it then?
No, I'm just not being stupid, because if I know if I don't go in the exact order, my plan won't go as quickly and fluidly.
I think you're obeying them, bro. I think you're letting the Matrix win, Matan. Come on now.
Yeah, this man.
The only way to free yourself is to burn them to the ground, which you have the opportunity to do. I think you might be an agent of the Matrix, to be honest. I think you might be Agent Smith.
He's a plant.
Yeah.
See, this is coherent, intelligent comedy. Yeah. Thank you, Matan.
See, you're not actually answering that, bro.
It's not comedy. I told you, hey, it's not comedy. I'm on a FaceTime with a dog right now, and it would be rude if I started talking to him in a language he doesn't speak. So get your act together.
I feel like
but
we...
I thought, wait, shouldn't all the dogs just speak English?
True.
But that's not the world we live in. That's true. What
shouldn't
I want
the dogs
to work
also...
in, but they don't.
So be the change you want to see in the world, Matan. Don't just fold to the Matrix. Talk to your dogs in English.
That's a very ignorant statement because it's not directly how it works. If I go to the store right now and put a dollar donation in for the St. Jude's Hospital, it's not actually going to make a direct change. All it's going to do is lose me another dollar, which would actually be very sufficient because I'm attempting to lose money as the days goes on. But I would rather lose that money in a way that will negatively affect somebody instead of helping somebody survive.
No, but like, but here's the thing with the Matrix. We spent like the last 10 minutes talking about how you want to fight off the Matrix and be the change and like bring some spark and difference. But I, at this point, like by the end of this, I feel like you're literally just an agent of them. You're like a cover for these guys. I feel like that's the answer you're not giving us. You're trying to
avoid it. He's hiding under the table
like
to avoid
like,
it.
Yeah, like the AI here is like, I think we tripped it. It's like, Oompy, what are you thinking?
He's like, oh my God, did they call me a Matrix?
Oompy, being from Texas, being from like the tinfoil hat state, do you believe that our guest here is in fact an agent of the Matrix?
To be clear, I'm not from Texas, but I live in Texas currently. I believe he is an agent of the Matrix. I think this is a red herring.
This
provided
right
directly by the Matrix themselves.
Let me tell you something real quick. Don't try to accuse me of red herring fallacies. Let me tell you one thing. You are a fallacy yourself, which denies you the ability to call out fallacy. So don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oompa, your mustache is a fallacy.
Yeah, bro.
You should take these off for the next time.
Yo, isn't Bill Clinton like the paradigm of Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's the first time I'm hearing about that. Wait, what? What?
He is the Matrix.
He's the ultimate Matrix guy. Like, he was in all the pictures with Epstein and everything.
He's the one fighting against it the best.
He was fighting against it the best? In
Bill
what
Clinton
way?
Is?
Besides me, yeah.
Besides you. So, like, what's Bill Clinton been doing to fight the Matrix?
Right, you know, you're saying
we're getting head in the Oval
Office.
You're
the guest, so we're asking you.
Okay, so you're saying that he's part of the Matrix because a lot of people would say that he was in close relations with people who are part of the Matrix, such as Jeffrey Epstein. But that's actually not true because he's never met him or heard of him. You know, I've actually had people who talk to Bill and, you know, he actually said that he's never heard of that guy.
Aha. Uh-huh. He hasn't heard of that guy the same way Logan Paul's worth $2.5 billion. You play basketball with Kanye West.
Go look at the picture. Your friend over here is a brain. He's able to write on the keyboard.
Wait, which picture? There's clearly one with him.
Exactly.
You were just destroyed, Muda.
I guess I was. What is he like? What is he throwing the chair away?
It's funny. I could see why kids would enjoy watching Matan. He's energetic.
Very.
He's funny. He thinks he's cool. It's all the things the kids love.
I don't understand why anybody would enjoy watching you.
I wasn't talking to you, Matan. I was talking to Muda.
I love it when we have a guest that's like, you know, like they're not like they're just their own character, and we have to witness it all together. Sometimes I feel like this is
the
what
best podcast. I love this so much. This is the highlight of the week week.
I feel like we're witnessing what could be all of us making our own video in like unison, like we're all just brainstorming something in our head. I feel like Oompy, after Nikocado, you need to have like a day with Matan. You need to fight off the Matrix with him.
Me?
I want to fight off the Matrix with Matan. I want to join him and fight off the Matrix. I mean, I firmly believe you still are an agent of the Matrix. Like, you're literally the embodiment of the Matrix trying to like fool me, but
okay, let me try to disprove that. If I was an agent of the Matrix, give me a second.
Look how quick his response time is.
Have you watched the Matrix, Matan?
Okay, how about this? If I was
Are you red pilled or blue pilled, Matan?
Go ahead.
If I was an agent of the Matrix,
he's going to Yahoo Answers.
How would I have this picture on my phone?
Oh, that's my God!
No,
he's been right all along.
True. You would have it. True. That's like you would, if you were an agent of the Matrix, you would have a picture of the chief enemy of the Matrix, Andrew Tate, on it as a reference.
He's not the chief enemy. You just want to... It doesn't
Who's
matter.
The chief
why
enemy?
Why would I be allowed to look at his face? Maybe he will consume me if I was part of the Matrix and turn against the Matrix. So there you go.
Who is the chief enemy of the Matrix then? We got to be real careful here, hold on. was the chief enemy of the Matrix.
All of the people born on May 1st.
Yeah, you looked up my birthday. God damn it. So I'm gonna die in the Matrix.
What day was I born on?
I don't know. I don't really care about you, brother. To look up your face.
He's afraid that if he looks at your face, you might control him.
That's true. It's a wild thing. But I gotta ask you before like we kind of wind things down. Have you actually watched the Matrix movie?
No. However, actually, back in the day when the recent one came out, I actually incited a protest legal outside of the movie theater.
Legal?
Wait, you started a protest on the new Matrix movie? I agree with you. That new movie sucked ass. The new Matrix was garbage. But, like, you had a whole protest about it? Why the f*** you watched the new one if you didn't watch the old one? Hold on a minute.
Me, one of my friends, another couple, a homeless guy... we ordered the pizza.
Was that you or your friend?
This is before he was homeless next.
Oh. Listen. Yeah, I listened with my forehead too, buddy. We're literally on the same wavelength.
Don't compliment yourself with that.
Well, now I love how, like...
I wasn't.
I love how, like, Matan clearly describes, like, the average person who's quoting The Matrix these days. Because I feel like if you sat down anybody that was, like, saying The Matrix is out to get you and you asked them, have you ever even watched the movie? I would pretty much assume that it would be a resounding... No, because nobody actually, like, nowadays even understands what The Matrix was really even about. You know, it wasn't just about Agent Smith hunting you down through a world. Like,
listen,
at the end of the day, it's a wild world indeed.
Listen, we need to stop the people from watching movies and television and playing video games, and we need to stop the problems running the world today, such as The Matrix and other things. You know, yesterday, The Matrix actually got in my dreams, which caused me to have extreme sleep paralysis.
Who was the hag Matrix in your dream? Did you have a character standing over you at night?
I can't talk about it.
Dude, how are you going to stand up to the motherfucking Matrix and not talk about it every time it...
I'm going
you
to talk about
you
it.
You got to stand up to it, brother. You have to fight the system.
He has a system. First, he has to take the correct steps in the correct order, okay?
Hey, listener, you think you're funny because you know how to do an Israeli accent.
Yes. You know what Neo did in the movie? He fought the Matrix. He took the red pill. It sounds like you're taking the blue pills to stand in and just be in line. Like you're going for it. You're not actually fighting this great enemy that you're mentioning. That's the problem.
Let me show you something.
It's like the Matrix gave me sleep paralysis. Now I have to stand up to now I have to like cave into it.
Am I able to share my screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I'm scared, but press share. Yeah.
Let me show you something really quick. Button.
I warn you though, Riverside is an agent of the Matrix though, so I'd be careful.
Yeah, you might not be able to show us a picture of Tate.
Regardless, you cannot deny what I've been saying after that.
I absolutely cannot. Oompy, do you want
to exactly.
take
see,
us out
See, you are open to
do
listen. You
wanna...
are a smart guy. You are intelligent. And then, I don't know about the other guy.
I would not say that I'm intelligent, but thank you, Matan.
You kind of
the guy with the hat on and the mustache.
Then,
the guy with the what?
Guy with the head on you. I don't really know you too much. I guess you kind of just sit there and... take a percentage of these podcasts. You know what? Actually, I kind of respect that you're scamming the other guy.
I've actually never been paid for this.
I respect
Caleb's the only one not getting paid for this podcast.
I'm literally the only one not getting paid.
Then I take it back. I respect the other guy for scamming and wasting your time.
Let's go! Matan respects me. It's a dub.
Like we really do have a wild character.
Thank you, Matan. I appreciate it.
Even your own friends. Well,
absolute legend over here.
This has been a wild hour with you, Jesus Christ. But you know what? I brought us in. Do you want to take us out of the Matrix here? Do you want to give us the old red pill, brother?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Some Ordinary Podcast with Matan. Matan, do you have anything you'd like to say? Are you doing the dog translating thing again? Are you communicating with animals?
No, I just don't want to let you speak, so I just tried to make noise while you were talking.
Oh, you made noise
well,
after I was talking.
Well, jokes on you,
because
Caleb can speak and listen at the same time.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Yes, I can.
Okay, show me the license.
All right.
Wait,
what? There's...
Show him the long gun. This is the license.
The talk listen license. I want to see it.
Let's go!
He pulled out a random card.
No, he didn't. It's my license, brother.
Okay, show me your driver's
license. Inside track club.
Show me your driver's license.
Dox yourself. Give him your credit card
come on,
number.
Dude.
What's your mom's maiden name, Caleb?
Yeah, dude. What are the last three numbers on the back of your card?
No, no. I don't want his credit card again. I don't want to take any money. Just show me the driver's license, and I'm gonna do some research and see if you're lying about having the card. Not the driver's license.
The horny badge. Of course you would have a f***ing Chili's card.
Of course he does.
Yeah, of course. It wasn't just being a memer. He actually is a f***ing Chili's lover.
I like Chili's. Pretty good.
Well, just for that, I'm gonna f***ing have some Chili's later today. Just in honor of you.
All right, Matan, it's been nice talking to you, man. I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
If anybody wants to break out of the Matrix, you know, follow me on the platforms. I stream every day on Twitch, breaking new grounds. And, you know, I hope... you know, everybody here has a mediocre day besides, obviously, the one guy up. You know, goes to sleep today, he has nightmares. He wakes up, the blanket's on the floor. You know, his house is on fire. They're doing rocks in Jesus windows.
Man.
And, you know, his life goes to ruin.
Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed today's episode of the podcast, we're going to cut it now. Hopefully, this doesn't get age-restricted, policy-stricken, and, we do edit this, Matan, so that'll actually be removed, that whole, like, interruption.
It's not gonna be removed, we're gonna make it a soundbite.
That's horrible.
Alright, we are out.